Welcome to the Harrogate Podcast with me, Andrew Gray. As long-term listeners to the show will know, my job is to deconstruct the movers and shakers in Harrogate and District and to get what lessons we can from these wonderful, inspiring human beings. Today, I've got a tech CEO with me, no less, James Thorne. Well, you've heard of Silicon Valley. Well, James is the Elon Musk of Harrogate. Well, he wants to be anyway. James and his co-founders have put together a new app called Tenancy Stream. And I want to learn all about James's journey and his plans for the future. James, welcome to the Harrogate Podcast. How are you?
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for having me. Honoured to be here.
Honoured?
That's a great start. I'm honoured to be here. Thank you for the introduction.
No problem at all. Now, Tenancy Stream, I like the name of it. I've got an idea what it might do. Will you explain to my listeners and to me what is the Tenancy Stream and what problem is it trying to solve?
Thank you, Andrew, of course. So, kind of going back to me, really, born and bred in Harrogate. I love Harrogate. And for about 7 years, I was an estate agent. I was a sales manager for Hunters in Harrogate, and I also worked down in London for one of the main corporate estate agents. I was also a tenant as well, and I'm also a landlord. And throughout my time in the property industry, there's always been a problem. And whoever you talk to, there's a problem about the way we manage properties. So this is the problem that I wanted to tackle. I wanted to make renting better. So I decided to start Tenancy Stream with that goal, to build a platform for estate agents to manage their properties that improves the experience, not only for the tenant, not only for the landlord, but makes the estate agent more efficient and better. Just be able to run their management better. So Tenancy Stream essentially is a communication platform. And from the research I did, you know, when you look at the way we manage properties, communication is spread over so many different avenues. You've got telephone, WhatsApp, email, text message. And then before you know it, communication is spread out so much that problems get missed very easily. You report a broken tap, or where have you reported it? I rang up last week, or I sent an email. And before you know it, all this information is getting lost, and you then realise...
And estate agents are getting a bad name.
Exactly. And you realise then the customer service that's been provided is suffering because information is getting lost. So I thought there must be a better way to do this. So I thought, why not have all communication in one place? So you report an issue, the agent's notified in one place. And then over time, the tenancy stream, the actual stream, builds up a clear log of everything, what's happened throughout the tenancy.
Is that good for the estate agent, though? If a tenant can show that I called the estate agent on so many times and I didn't get anywhere, perhaps. I mean, is this a very pro-tenant proposal, an anti-estate agents thing, or is this a for the estate agents? You know, who benefits most from this?
Very good question. I'd say both. The tenant has got a clear record of exactly what issues or whatever's happened throughout the tenancy. They've got a clear log. So they've got grounds to stand, and they know exactly when they reported the issue and what action was taken when it was repaired. And interesting you said about the estate agent. As I said before, using all those communication methods, the telephone, WhatsApp, email, that can't be efficient. That's not efficient. So putting all their dialogue in one simple, easy-to-use platform, it makes them more efficient and it's so much more easier. You know, the amount of estate agents I talk to and the information's all over the place. They use so many different systems. But why not have a very clear chat platform? All the dialogue and all information is kept in one place.
James, it seems so simple. I see the problem. I imagine anyone listening to this podcast would go, yeah, of course that's the problem. It gets missed all the time.
Yeah.
But surely somebody else has come up with this idea. It seems so blooming obvious to me. I mean, what's the competition like out there for you?
Interesting you said that. There are obviously a lot of property management softwares out there. But when you look at these softwares, I did a lot of research. My time as an estate agent, at the platforms that are out there, and you break them down. And all they really are glorified databases. And there's nothing out there. There's so many different prop tech plays out there. But no one is tackling the communication element. And I think all businesses survive on the communication. And that leads to the customer experience. And no one is tackling, obviously, You say a competitor. Okay, we're competing. Some people manage their properties through WhatsApp, email, telephone. That's what we want to pull that communication into the tenancy stream.
And how do you pay for this? Do we pay to download the app? Is it like one of those crazy expensive apps that, you know, you look on iTunes and think, I'm not downloading that app, even though it's got like 5-star ratings. Is this like £100 a download? Or how does this work?
Who's so it's a subscription this? Model for the estate agent.
Okay, so the estate agent pays for it.
Yeah.
So the tenant will therefore want to download this then?
Exactly. And interesting, we've done some campaigns already, and the feedback we're getting is that tenant wants this. That's what the feedback we're getting from the ad campaigns we've done, is that tenants want this. You know, very interesting point. But it's a subscription for the estate agents to use. So I'll say, if any estate agents are listening, tenancystream.com, give a shout. We'll come and show you how it works for your estate agent.
Now, that is the only sales pitch I think I've ever allowed on the Harrogate podcast. So I see the
I know I was warned before.
Yes, no more sales pitches. I want to hear about Harrogate-related things, James. I'm going to pull you back from the salesy side to you. But you are an estate agent. Once an estate agent, perhaps always an estate agent, perhaps. So, but yeah, Harrogate, what an interesting place to found a tech company. I mean, I've never heard of any others emanating out of here. I mean, surely, you know, London, Silicon Valley, Leeds, which is growing. You know, they've got the digital presence and Channel 4 moving there. But why on earth Harrogate? I mean, so what? You're born in Harrogate. I know you went to university in York. You know, it seems madness to me to stay here. You know, why is Tenancy Stream going to be based here in Harrogate? I know we've got lots of estate agents and property and so on, but why?
You know, very, very good point. First of all, born and raised here. I think in Harrogate, there's an amazing community. And I've got so many great contacts here, which has helped and supported the business so far. But, you know, very, very interesting point. You know, we were doing a lot of research around where is best. But I thought, we've just recruited. We've got two developers joining us. And we're going to base them in Harrogate. We've got an office space in Harrogate.
Surely those developers are going to be being bussed in and trained in from Leeds, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, and are they comfortable commuting. To commute when they could work in the city of Leeds and all that sort of tech hubbub?
Yeah, completely right. But, I think a lot of the work we do is, you know, remote. You know, we can travel anywhere to go and visit estate agents. You know, But I just thought, what a great hub and a great centre of activity to keep us in Harrogate. And, you know, the resources we've got here.
But James, surely the Harrogate in people's minds is Betty's Tea Rooms. It's maybe Harrogate Mineral Water. It's the, you know, the baths. It's those sorts of things. It's not tech in people's minds. You know, are you potentially going to damage your own very exciting business by being based in somewhere that is perceived to be a little bit more traditional?
Potentially so. But I want to raise the flag for, you know, tech startups in Harrogate, for Yorkshire. There's this, and what annoys me the most is probably why we're kind of talking about it. It annoys me why is there this stigma around it? You know, there's a stigma, there's a lot of blogs and a lot of activity online about why Yorkshire isn't a great place to do a startup, a tech startup specifically. You know, okay, we could go down to London easily enough and do it there. But we've got all the resources we need up in Harrogate. We've got the reach with the internet, all the tools on there to reach out any part of the, you know, the country, any part of the world. But I really do feel that there's an opportunity, and I really want to, you know, raise the flag for, you know, tech startups in the Harrogate and the Yorkshire area.
And what support have you had from maybe the council, for example? None yet. Well, no. I'm sure some will come when they, you know, when you do well with this.
Thank you.
I think that you will. So staff are being bussed in, fabulous. But is there everything else that there are? Is there content writers? Do you have, I don't know what you need, do you have a telephone-based model? I don't know, just talk me through. All the people that you need are based here.
So we've just instructed a fantastic design agency who are redoing our website.
Who are they?
TIG, based in Knaresborough. So we've just instructed them to do the website, the designs, all the social media outlook. They are on with that at the moment. So using a local company, we've got a local business doing the copywriting. Same again, local company. And also I've got somebody who's working on the sales approach for us, also based in Harrogate. And we're going to bring two developers into Harrogate as well.
And are any of the estate agents using Tenancy Stream around here? I mean, we've got some really well-known estate agents. I mean, Hunters is the one where you used to work.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure most of the Harrogate can reel off 20 estate agents' names.
Definitely.
So are the estate agents interested in this app?
Go on. Yeah, we've got interest, and we're in the process of rolling it out. We're with agents in York and Leeds. Let's keep it local, and you know, any estate agents in Harrogate would love to come and show you the platform and show you what we can do for your agency and your tenants.
So yes, it will start here in Harrogate, but you'll take estate agents anywhere. Understood that. Is this something that could be ever become international?
I like to think so. Yeah,
you like to think so, but you know, it's not part of the plan yet. Are the problems in, say, France? I
mean, I'd say. And what's interesting about this market, and what is interesting about this industry, is everyone you talk to has had a bad experience whilst renting a property.
I've had bad experiences as a tenant.
What's happened?
Oh, you know, landlords are just not getting back to you. You know, you end up with, you know, no hot water in the middle of winter, those sorts of things. You know,
communication.
Who hasn't got a story like that? You know, do you get your deposit back? And then, oh, the walls were like this when we moved in. Did I take any photographs of it? And all that sort of stuff. Who hasn't got a story like that? I mean, what were your stories?
Exactly the same. I think everyone, whilst the student, had horror stories where I was renting properties, and then, you know, you feel like you're left in the dark. You report an issue, and for some reason it was missed for a few months. And everyone's had that, you know, those issues. Exactly the same again with the deposit as well.
So it could become something that, you know, goes to other countries in due course.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, definitely, because I believe they'll have the same problems as we experience as well.
And how big is the market here in the UK?
There's 7 million tenants, 5.4 million landlords, and 18,000 estate agents.
Goodness, okay. So, you, as someone who was an estate agent and is a landlord and has been a tenant, what are the things that, by legislation, a landlord must do for their tenant, for example?
Well, the actual very basics is deposits needs registering. And then there's certain checks that need to be done. The gas safety check annually needs doing. There are talks of other checks coming in, the government's MOT check coming in. So over time, it's... And this is also another thing, you know, where I wanted to kind of tackle. There's going to be a lot of pressures on the estate agents to keep up with these extra compliances. And there's so much more moving forward in the government setting out. And that's really why I thought, you know, a platform that, you know, takes the strain off and automates as many tasks as possible whilst keeping a clear log and keeping communication all in one place. It's got to help the agency, especially during these, you know, these changes in the legislation that are coming.
And some immigration issues, I think, as well, I think, for landlords, ensuring that their tenants have got a right to live here. I think
that will
probably change as well with Brexit and whatever. Yeah, don't mention the Brexit word.
Don't.
Okay, so are you guys wanting to create, let's face it, the most valuable company ever to have come out of these parts? Because tech companies can do that, can't they? They can, you know, some of them will go boom, like the Twitters and Facebooks, and some will go bang, like happened in the dot-com in the early 2000s. But we all know that some of the valuations on these tech businesses often never make a profit. Is, you know, eye-watering. Is that something that you guys are wanting to do, you founders?
Yeah, we've got huge goals for this. Like I said, the market's huge. It's a problem anyone can relate to. And I think we've got the right solution for it. You know, a very simple solution, but I think it's the right solution for it.
And tell us about your founders then. How many founders are there? What roles does everybody have? Have you had any difficulties with the founders?
So, obviously, I'm CEO. My co-founder, Phil Argent, is chief operations, and he's got an amazing background. You know, he was involved with dot-com back in the 90s, and he's got a real solid understanding of the way a company runs and a way to take a product to market. And the funny story was that I met Phil in Harrogate Library.
Opposite these offices.
Opposite where we are now. And I bumped into Phil and we got talking, and we kept in contact for a few months, and there was an opportunity. And I told him about the idea, and he he had experiences of renting, and he's a landlord as well, and he got it immediately, and he wanted to be part of it. So we joined together and started Tenancy Stream. And then fortunately we've met, we've raised investment as well.
That's amazing, because a lot of businesses, tech businesses, struggle to get any investment, and you've got some.
We've raised investment, yeah, which is amazing news. And I'd like to raise the flag again, you know, that's a local investor as well, a local investor in Harrogate. And like I said, then we've got two developers as well. We're bringing into Harrogate, into the office. You know, it's an amazing town.
Now, James, talk to me about your own personal journey. You made the point that you're very Harrogate-centric. Cool, we believe you. But explain how, yes, sure, you've been an estate agent, but to be then a CEO of a tech business, I think is something very different. You know, do you have a background in coding, for example? No? What degree did you do, may I ask?
Yeah, so I did a business management and human resources degree. And then I did an international business master's as well. And I'm not on the tech side. You know, I'm not on the tech side. You know, we've recruited, you know, a couple of really great developers, really skilled and really experienced in that, you know, that area. But I think for me, being an estate agent and being a tenant, being a landlord, you know, I understand the market. I understand the problems we're experiencing. That is the problem we want to tackle.
But being a CEO, though, you know, you are, I can say it, a fairly young chap.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of energy, a lot of zeal, I can see it. But, you know, do you have all the tools to be an effective CEO, dealing with, you know, very bright people in the tech world, you know, doing something that you've not done before? You know, are you, you know, tooled up for this?
You've got to give it a go, and you've got to learn, you know, and your journey moving forward.
So how are you learning? I mean, which business gurus do you follow? Which books do you read? What podcasts do you listen to? You know, educate my listeners as to how you got into the mindset as being probably in your late 20s, thinking, I'm going to set up one of the most valuable businesses ever from Harrogate. I mean, how do people listen to it become as confident as you?
I think I've said this a few times, and I think over the last year, I've learned more than my time with the corporate companies, my time studying, my time doing my master's. I've learned more in the last year. And there's no right or wrong way of doing things. And I think for me, is key, the people you start the company with lay the foundations. I'm so lucky to have Phil with me with so much experience. And between us, we're continuously bouncing ideas off each other to guide things forward. We got our investor who, same as again, has got so much experience as well. And I rely heavily on their experience to kind of guide us and where we're going forward. But it's one of those where you've got to give it a go and got to try and make the decisions that work.
As you say, there's no wrong answers, because once you realise it's a wrong answer, then you've learned something from it. Sure, understood that point. But so have you always been so confident? You know, you strike me as incredibly confident at the times I've met you. You sit there with, you know, no one can see you on this podcast at all. You sit there with such confidence and oozing out of you. It's almost annoying, in fact, if you don't know what I'm saying. You know, but where did that come from? Were you always like that as a child? Was it because you did a, you know, sort of businessy type back degree that you thought, well, I've studied all these business masters and I can do that as well? You know, where did your confidence come from?
I don't know. I wasn't always, I wouldn't say I'm really that necessarily confident, but, you know, I would, you know, I struggled through school.
Okay.
You know, I went to St. Aidan's School in Harrogate and, you know, great school, you know, great school, been invited back there to talk to the students, which is, you know, incredible. But, you know, I struggled through school.
Talk,
you know,
talk about the struggles. And what was the things
really
you struggled with?
Really struggled. I'm dyslexic.
Okay.
Very dyslexic.
Like Richard Branson.
Exactly. So, and, you know, that's a real struggle, you know, and you just look at things differently. And then, obviously, when you're not performing academically or that side of things, you look for other ways to kind of, to get the jobs done. And I think that kind of puts me in the position where I look at things maybe slightly differently from everybody else. and tackle things differently.
Now, this question might sound a little crass, so forgive me for it, listeners. Okay. But, you know, do you regard your dyslexia in some ways a bit like a superpower in other ways, that you keep using the words, I see things differently. Mm-hmm. Do you put it down to dyslexia that you do? Or do you just put it down to general struggles with, you know, the homeworks and the I'm sure
yeah,
the
I'd say,
schooling you had from
yeah, school. I'd say so. I'd say so.
You can see the matrix that no one else can see.
Yeah, I'd say so. But also I think there's something that I would love to build a platform or build a company that changes an industry. And that's my goal, really.
Solves a lot of problems. Well, I wish you very much well with that.
Thank you.
So Harrogate is full of networking groups.
Yeah.
There are so many. I mean, goodness, in the time that we've been recording this podcast, there's probably like 3 networking groups that have started and finished. And given
a couple of breakfast clubs.
So, you know, do you have any tips for, you know, particularly in your sector, for people going into networking groups, which ones to go to? Do you go to the morning ones? Is it the evening ones? Is it monthly? You know, what have you got out of networking?
I think I need to do a lot more networking, actually.
Because?
I think I need to do a lot more networking. And I think especially with networking, it's, you know, going to the events and knowing who you want to talk to, you know, doing research, who's going to be there and talking to the right people. And then it's always, you know, building up that contact list. So when you need a resource or you need a bit of advice or you need to go back to somebody, you've got your contacts in place.
Got it. I agree. That's how you business is done around here, is making connections, you know, see who you get on with at these meetings.
And that's how we met, you know, that's through a sort of networking.
I suppose it was. James, if I invite you back here in 5 years' time, what will you be saying to my listeners then about, you know, how many downloads you've had, what your valuation is, you know, where your offices are, you know, what's that 5-year plan?
So my 5-year plan is to carry on building and developing this platform, to make it the platform that everybody goes to manage their properties on. Tenants love it, estate agents love it, and it's really changed the industry for the better. You know, tenants only want to rent properties that are on Tenancy Stream, that are managed through Tenancy Stream. And I think that is my goal, and really change the industry and change the way we communicate around property management.
Making the world a better place.
Making one tenancy at a time.
I like it.
That's a bit corny. That is pretty...
It's corny, but I like it. No, but your passion there, James, comes through. I think any of my listeners hearing this will think, yeah, you know what? He's right. He's seen it from every single angle. He's creating a solution. Everyone's going to benefit from this.
Yeah.
I see no downsides, and I very much wish you well with it.
And it's one of those where the way we're building it is anyone, you know, if you're a tenant, if you're a landlord, a estate agent, go onto the platform, log in, and just give us your feedback, because we want to build this platform that is built around your problems and what you need. So go in, log in, and send us what you think. Andrew, thank you so much for inviting me down, you know, being involved in such a great podcast, part of Harrogate. Obviously, thank you to Phil Argent, my co-founder, you know, great amount of support you've offered. Thank you much to our investor, Carl. Looking forward to, you know, many great years working with yourself, moving forward. And there's some businesses out there like Homes for Harrogate. You know, Sarah's been, you know, great with the feedback and, you know, really hands-on with on our development side as well. So I'd like to thank Sarah and for the time being, if that's...
So James, how do people...
Also, I'd find TIG down in Knaresborough as well. They're doing an amazing job on the design front. So we'd like to thank them as well.
And I'm sure if I have you on the podcast in a few years' time, there'll be more thank yous to emit, I guess. So James, how do people get in touch with you? Do you want people to get in touch with you? Is it LinkedIn, Twitter, the website? Give us the usual ones.
Please do. If you're a tenant, landlord or estate agent, get in contact. Either James at tenancystream.com or my LinkedIn, James Thorne, or just go on our website, fill out your details and get in contact. We'd love to hear your stories.
Super. What a nice way to end. James, thank you for your time this morning. I hope it goes very well.
Appreciate it, Andrew. Let's speak soon.